Good evening, guys. Got several recommendations from people in the group where to get the cheapest sunflower seeds, so I'm glad you guys are paying attention on Sunday. Seaman's Feed Mill, Ace Hardware, so I've got a lot of options for sunflower seed. So, yeah, Sunday we talked about seed, and we took a very extensive look at backyard birds, at least my extent of knowledge. And the importance of seed to the bird's vitality and the necessity of seed for their life. We used a scripture where Jesus said to look at the birds of the air. So we looked at them, right? That they neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. And then Jesus goes on to say, are you not of more value than the birds of the air? So God established from the very beginning that seed would be vital for life. And that was in Genesis 1. He created every seed-bearing plant. Now Peter writes that we have been born again. We discussed this on Sunday, that we have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable seed through the living and abiding word of God. So we discussed the nature of seed, and I just want to recap a little bit here. We discussed the nature of seed, that the makeup of the seed, that it contains all these nutrients essential for growing healthy and resilient plants, that offers bodies a wealth of benefits when we eat them. They are called true superfoods, packing high-quality protein, heart-healthy fats, vitamins, and minerals in this tiny, versatile, and delicious package. So that was what we discussed on Sunday. So what's the picture spiritually? When Jesus tells us, he says, the seed is the word of God. The word of God is the seed. So the word helps us to grow healthy, right? Resilient. It offers us a wealth of benefits. And again, you know, forget the multivitamins, forget a pill. The seed offers the same nutrients, fiber, and plant chemicals that we can never get anywhere else. So I want to ask you now, we discussed this on Sunday, I want to ask you, what have you been feeding on this week? What did you feed on Monday? What did you feed on Tuesday? What did you feed on Wednesday? Because I think in this church, we all understand that the Word of God is a seed. I don't think I needed to tell you that on Sunday. I think you guys, I don't know if there's a person in here that didn't know that already. I'm not so worried about what you know. I'm concerned for all of us, myself included, in what we're practicing. So what did we eat on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday? I guarantee you that if we went around the room, we'd say, well, we fed on news. Some of us fed on sports as free agency, as, you know, the teams are establishing who they have in the NFL for free agency. And then there's spring training for baseball. There's all these sports going on right now despite COVID. Some of us are into movies, Netflix, Amazon Prime. We're feeding on video games. We're feeding on friends and social media. We're feeding on maybe our families, in terms of nurture and support and comfort. Perhaps we're feeding on what we buy, our possessions, our material things. These are all things that we are looking for health from. We're looking for benefits from. We're looking for nutrients from all these different things. Maybe it literally just is your health. You're looking for your health to support you, you know. The dentist, the doctor. How are you feeding on the Word of God on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday? Deuteronomy says it's no empty word for you. It's a word of life. It is your life. But on each of these days, I want you to think back and I want you to consider, what was your spiritual well-being like? On Monday, on Tuesday, on Wednesday. Now, there's a caveat to this. Just because you went through a rough time doesn't mean that you weren't feeding on the Word of God or getting its benefits. Remember, there's seasons for all the birds. There is winter. There is times when it's 30 below outside and this ground is covered with snow, right? And the birds need the Word of God more than ever. The issue isn't what season you were going through on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. The issue is, what did that season do to you? Did you wither and die? Or did you weather the storm? Did you fold and give in and give up? Or did you persevere? Would you say you are growing stronger? If you look at these days, are you more resilient against temptation and spiritual attacks, though they come? I mean, we've got two missions trips going on right now, not to mention two full-time missionaries in the Philippines. The enemy isn't stupid. The enemy looks at that and says, this is an opportune time to attack. Remember, he's a roaring lion seeking whom to devour. This is an opportune time for him to attack. Our church, the Duluth Church, this is a great time. They had sent 8 people on mission. What a perfect time to attack. He knows that. But how are we weathering the storm? I know on Tuesday, I somehow got wrapped into a text, which was nice. I don't usually get into these. Somebody said, hey, I'm having struggling with my thought life. Could you pray for me? And there's about 6 people or so on that text group. And then somebody said, yeah, I'm really struggling too. Could you pray for me? And it was interesting because pretty soon verses were being shared and encouragement was being given. Pastor Justin's article on resisting the devil and he will flee from you, those types of things were being brought up. Where 2 or 3 are gathered, the Ecclesiastes passage that two are stronger than one was brought into it. 1 John 1:5-10 was brought into it. You know, confess your sins one to another. He's faithful and just to forgive you and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. These verses were shooting around on text to people, and people were encouraged and reading the newsletter article on their lunch breaks. And I mean, it's not that attacks won't come. It's how do you weather them? You know, we got a couple here right now that they're all excited to go on a missions trip, and they literally get on the on-ramp leaving Menominee, and their engine blew up. It literally blew up. I mean, they're getting a new engine. So, I mean, we could say, well, what did I do to deserve this? Boy, I just hearken back to the pastor's newsletter article from Justin. Maybe you did righteousness to deserve this. Maybe what you did was right on so that God wanted to test you. The question isn't the storm or the season. It's how we're weathering that storm or season, right? So, would you say you're growing stronger? Hebrews tells us the word of God is living and powerful. And it goes on to say it's sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing, dividing asunder the soul from the spirit, the bone from the marrow. It's Hebrews 4:12. If you look at my arm, I've shared this before, but if you look at my arm, you can't tell me where the bone is and where the marrow meets the bone. You can't see that because it's covered in skin and flesh. The same is true of our soul and our spirit. No secular counselor, no other person can separate your soulish desires from your spiritual desires. Only the Word of God can do that. The Word of God is sharper than that two-edged sword. It can pierce, divide asunder the soul from the spirit and the bone from the marrow. So do we have that? Are we feeding on that so we can distinguish these things in our life? Are we feeding daily? I mean, one of the seeds I didn't bring up on Sunday was Niger seed. It's a seed that goldfinch really like Niger seed. At least I'm told they do. My problem is that Niger seed spoils, so I don't get it. But it's a perfect picture of how you have to keep the food fresh for the bird to be nourished. If you leave old seed in there, it's actually not going to be of any use to the bird. So we have to keep the Word of God fresh in our lives. You know, and I encourage you to take time and digest the word too. I hear of this, and I listen. Like, it depends on the day. Certain things I understand listening to the Bible on an audio player, but it's really hard to stop, meditate, pray, and listen and seek God. You know, in the middle of a verse when you're listening to it. Sometimes, I do encourage you to listen to Scripture, but I also encourage you to read Scripture so you have that time to, like, when the Lord speaks, you can just stop right there. You can pay attention, digest, get all the nutrients, all the well-being out of that scripture. Are we taking the time? We need to feed on the Word of God every day of our life and spend time in it, getting its benefit into our lives. So again, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. What did that look like? We also discussed on Sunday choosing the right seed. We talked about cardinals, how in wintertime they like the safflower seed because it's got more protein. Woodpeckers like the suet mixed with, you know, the fat mixed with seeds so they can get more fat in their diet. You know, there's other birds. I don't know if you know, but I grew up, I think I shared this with you, with chickens. And I don't know if you've had chickens just to lay eggs before. Tim and Sharon have chickens laying eggs, and Sophie and I right now will go out there and get their eggs because they're gone. But something interesting about chickens is that if you're going to have egg-laying chickens and you want to use those eggs, you need to put calcium in there. I mean, calcium, you know, depending on the bird, unless they're getting it elsewhere, it produces a stronger shell, so it's not so weak. Same with their, you know, if they're you're going to have them sit, you want a strong shell to protect them. So birds, you know, depending on the season, if they're laying, they need some calcium in their diet to produce stronger eggs. So, you know, the same is true of us. We talked about this. Paul tells us to be diligent to present ourselves approved to God by rightly handling or dividing the word of truth. So we discussed this on Sunday, but we need to be picking the right seed for our current season, for whatever we're doing. We have to be choosing the right scriptures for us. That, you know, we talked about this. You know, God loves you. Jesus loves you, this I know, for God so loved the world. But when you're trying to decide to move in with Christians or, you know, to go it alone in an apartment, you need more than God loves you. You need help from the scriptures, all of the scriptures, the full counsel of God's word, as well as other Christians, to know which way God might be leading you. You know, if you're trying to figure out, do I join this service ministry or do I do my own ministry over here that I've already got going? Jesus loves you doesn't help you with that. In fact, you probably might end up with the wrong answer if you just stick with the universal seed of the gospel. We need specific scriptures that address these issues in our lives. You know, committing to a church or pursuing a career and just going to church wherever that career takes us. These are decisions that require an in-depth study of the right seed, the right word of God. And there's a lot of issues like that. You know, the Bible, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. I mean, I grew up with listening to Amy Grant on a tape singing that song. I'm glad my parents are Christians. I'm not saying the music was great back then. But thy word is a lamp to my feet, a light into my path. I'm not going to sing it because I can't sing anyway. But it was a song that I remember driving to North Dakota. I don't know why anybody would ever go there. But I remember we were on our way to North Dakota and just listening to that tape over and over in the car. Thy word is a lamp to my feet, a light into my path. It's a psalm, Psalm 119, 105. Are we reading the Bible? Are we hearing teaching? Are we studying the scripture? We also talked about a word in season, how good it is. And so we also need input from other Christians who are reading their Bibles. Do you ever seek confirmation from God's will? Like God's leading you in a certain direction? Because I think, I don't know, maybe I'm just the biggest sinner in the group. But a lot of times when I believe God's led me in something, well, I don't need to ask anybody about it, right? I'm pretty sure God wants me to go this way. Anybody else stubborn like me? You see, the reason we're skeptical to seek confirmation from somebody else or to look for confirmation in our lives is we're kind of afraid. We wouldn't admit it to ourselves, but we're kind of afraid we might be wrong, but we would never want to admit that to ourselves. Right? So we need to ask ourselves if we're going through the proper means, a word in season, how sweet it is, if we're getting the right confirmation in our lives for the things God's called us to. You know, Psalms tells us that, this is one of my favorite psalms, I came across it recently again in my devotions. It says, you will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. And at your right hand are pleasures forevermore. Like, if you really believe that to be the word of God, then you'd realize that God has the best plan for you. The question is, will we let him show us? Or are we too stubborn? Are we finding the right seed for the current season in our life? God's word will show us the right path. Okay? His presence will give us fullness of joy. And his hand can provide us pleasures forevermore. I just wonder if we're going to go down that path or not. That's my biggest question, myself included. Will we go down that path? We need to feed on the right word of God for the season in our life. Now, if we're feeding upon the word and we're feeding upon the right word, we prepare ourselves, as we discussed, to distribute this seed. And we talked about this. It's not difficult to feed birds. It's really fun and easy. You just need to get some stuff from Flea Farm or Ace Hardware or Seaman's. I don't even know what the name of your place is called. Valley Feeds. Thank you. Valley Feeds. So you got options. And it sounds like Valley Feeds has a really good deal on sunflower seeds. So, and they may get safflower if you ask them. All right. So, where was I at? We discussed distributing. It's not difficult. You know, you get the bag and you open it up, you pour it in, and you watch the birds. It's about the simplest thing you can do. It's even easier than taking out the trash. It really is. All right. So the question I have isn't, you know, what it is, but what are we actually distributing? I asked this on Sunday. What are we distributing, though, when we go out there? When we're counseling, when we're evangelizing, when we're trying to reach somebody for Christ, to follow Christ, how are we going about it? We talked about this. God isn't requiring us to come up with some invention, some mathematical algorithm. He's not looking for you to come up with a magic incantation to change somebody's will. All right? That's sorcery. That's divination. That's not the word of God. The Bible tells us in the beginning was the word. It always existed. Also, the scripture tells us he has already given us all things that pertain to life and godliness. He's already given it to us. It's already there. In other words, you don't even have to go to Fleet Farm. The sack's already, it's like right there. He's already given us everything that pertains to life and godliness. 2 Peter 1:3. It's already been given all the words, all that we need. Let's not overcomplicate it. Most of our frustration, much of our discouragement and our ineffectiveness, it really traces back to our neglect of the Word of God. You know, even this whole pandemic, I got caught up into this too. When it first happened, I mean, we had emails. We're trying to figure out, how do we handle this situation? How do we handle this situation? The funny thing is, we finally ended up, after much deliberation, the way the Bible handles the situation. Romans 13 says, obey the laws of the land. Okay, so we're obeying what the law says. Even me not wearing a mask is part of Governor Evers' direction that if you're worshiping or you're preaching or teaching, you can take the mask off in a religious setting. So even everything we're doing is in obedience to the laws of the land. And Hebrews 10:25, we're following the scripture in that. It says, let's not neglect meeting together, as some, as many in this case, are in the habit of doing. It was already there. It took us a while to get to it. It's already there. It's in the Word of God. I just wonder how many of our deliberations have already been answered if we just look closer into the Word of God. Are we distributing the Word of God? I also fear, and, you know, I fear we're too cool. Not me, but most of you. I fear we're too cool that the Word of God is archaic. The Word of God seems trite. Maybe it sounds too Christianese to share a verse with somebody. Like, oh, that. Let me just put my own words into it. You know, let me figure out the right words to say the same thing, but in a much better way. Like, you can speak better than God. Really? You know what I mean? I mean, how foolish to think. I mean, we say it's cheesy. Yeah, God, you tell God that. Tell him his word's cheesy. It's corny. You know? And if I'm irritated, I'm irritated at myself because I think I've thought this way. I've tried to word things better than God's word. So if I seem irritable, it's mostly at myself. But I think this is a trap we fall into. You know, my friends wouldn't think it's cool. My family wouldn't get it if I just used the word of God. You know, the Bible says the word of God will not return void. In other words, there's going to be a response, conviction or convincing or, you know, something. But you know what? It doesn't promise that about your words. Your words can return void, empty, useless, powerless. So we need to consider these things as we're out counseling, as we're evangelizing. We need to silence our own words sometimes, our ideas and our thoughts, and learn how to broadcast his ideas, his words, and his thoughts. You know, this can be done in a lot of ways. This can be done at work with, you know, a calendar with verses on it in your cubicle that people walk by. I mean, that's pretty darn simple. A monitor screensaver that's got a verse on it. And I've seen people take it at the bottom of their meal. I know. See, we're thinking, well, that's cheesy. That's corny. Well, that's better than anything you got. So maybe it's time to consider that as an option. Lastly, is our distribution actually reaching the destination? And this is something we need to look at too. It's like we could think we're doing a lot of good work, but if we're not careful, we talked about this with birds. The squirrels will eat it all. The cats will come and chase the birds away. We need to be considering how we're actually distributing it, if we're providing a safe environment for the word of God. Jesus said, do not give dogs. Now, he's using other animals for human food. But he says, do not give dogs what is holy, and do not throw your pearls before pigs, lest they trample them underfoot and turn and attack you. He's warning. Don't throw your pearls before swine. Don't give your food to dogs. It's the same analogy. Don't give your bird seed to squirrels or put your bird seed next to cats. He's warning us not to do that. Predators, distractors, they're out there, and we need to recognize them, and we need to do something about it. How we distribute the food, how we distribute the seed of the Word of God. Can we create a safe environment for God's Word? You know, I was talking to a sister who's down in Louisiana right now. She works at a bank, and she was talking about how to witness to her coworker when they're at home, working from home. And it's like, well, she lives in town. You live in town. The coffee house serves soup and bread every day for like a dollar. I mean, could you guys take lunch break together and come to the coffee house? Safe environment. Unintimidating opportunity. You know, creating those environments where the word of God can be shared. How can we do that? I think if it's getting warmer out, so our opportunities are increasing. I think if we just put a little effort into safeguarding our distribution of the Word of God, we could come up with some pretty good solutions. We need to safely distribute the Word of God to hungry souls. That's our calling in life. In closing, I'm going to turn you over to small groups. 1 Peter 1:23 tells us, we have been born again, not of a perishable seed, bird seed, but of an imperishable seed through the living and abiding Word of God. As a seed brings vitality to the creature, to the bird, the Word of God brings life to the soul. So as we break into groups, may we consider this. We need to feed on the Word of God every day of our life. May we feed on the right Word of God for the particular season we are in our life. It could be college, family, retirement, could be any season. We need to consider that. And may we distribute the Word of God and actually distribute it to the hungry souls that are around us. Let's pray.